And we're now set to be joined on the line by Jacqueline Magnay. How are you?
I'm well. I love your comment about pints and Chinese. Get on the scale.
Well, it's...
And it doesn't help being in virtual lockdown either, you know. I mean, I bought some boxing gloves and some mitts with my partner because we thought if we're forced into total isolation, at least we can just spar in the lounge room together. And take out our frustrations.
Yeah, well, that's...
I like it as well.
Well, tell us the lay of the land there in the UK at the moment, Jacqueline, because some of the images I saw on the news last night that, you know, people aren't really getting it still and they're flocking to Tesco, absolutely, you know, scrummed up next to each other. How does the country look at the moment?
It is a bit packed, and the reason is it's sunny, and we don't get sun here. And so when it does, everybody tends to go outside, as you know, Jared, and it's been beautiful weather, and I think everyone's realising the lockdown's coming, and it was also Mother's Day on Sunday, so everybody was kind of all together. I've just gone for a run in my local park. Everyone's doing the 2 metre distancing. I saw one guy literally run across the other side of the road to avoid me. I mean, I think it was because of social distancing. too many of those pints. I saw two policemen, two bobbies, and they were almost rubbing arms against each other. I thought, well, there you go. Everybody else is doing the 2 metres except the police. So, and that was just, you know, half an hour ago. But we are expecting in the next hour and a half, Boris Johnson is giving an address to the nation. He's filming it at the moment. And we are expecting that we're going to be confined in some way. We're hoping that it's a little bit like Germany and be allowed out with one other, but or not like Italy. They've just had a total lockdown. So it's looking very grim. But it's also looking like, you know, there are other countries showing that at the end, there is light at the end of the tunnel, that, you know, this, we are going to get over this. It's just going through a horrible time at the moment. But especially the Olympics. And the big question is, what are they going to do about the Olympics? And the big hint was that the Australian Olympic Committee yesterday saying it's, you know, prepare for summer 2021. Now, John Coates, the president of the Australian Olympic Committee, is the man in Japan. He's the key person heading the coordination commission for Tokyo 2020. So he's the person between the IOC and the organising committee. So if anyone knows, one knows what's going on, it's John Coates. So I found it very interesting that the Australians were already telling its athletes prepare possibly for July next year. The Japanese want to... there's big problems for them, obviously, costs. Over the next 4 weeks, the Olympics is looking at various scenarios of what it will cost to postpone it to later in the year, postpone it to next year. And one of the issues is the Olympic Village. And it's been sold off after the Games through private consortium. And we're talking nearly 6,000 flats and units. And then they're building a couple of extra 50-storey high-rise buildings on that Olympic Village site. And so the question mark is the compensation to the developers by putting it off for a year could be quite extensive. So that's one of the things you kind of don't think about. You know, it seems quite easy, just, you know, kick it down the can for 12 months. But, you know, they're obviously looking at the bottom line on all of this. Shinzo Abe, the President of or Prime Minister of Japan, hinted that he feels relieved if it's just postponed, not cancelled. And Seiko Hashimoto, who's the Olympics Minister, expressed a similar view just a few hours ago. So certainly the Japanese are now sensing that definitely it will be moving, but how far down the months, I think it will depend on how serious coronavirus gets in Europe in the next month. You know, the numbers are yet to still peak in many countries, including Australia. And so to just have the Games at the end of the year perhaps won't be sufficient enough time for everybody to qualify and also for athletes to prepare sufficiently.
And also, Jacqueline, Formula One expertise is being used to make ventilators there over in Europe?
Yes, you'll probably hear about this in Australia a little bit because a UK company called Pentlon It manufactures ventilators, and McLaren has donated, or its technicians and engineers are now working with the company to help extend their expertise and ramp up their production. So the ventilators, you know, the UK health system is also looking for thousands of them, and any excess ones could find their way to Australia as well. So it could, in the end, help Australians in hospital too. And Formula One has just announced that it's looking to try and cram in the rest of the season. It's already cancelled 8 races, possibly 9 with Canada due to be cancelled fairly soon in the next few days. But they're still looking to bookend at least 15 races and perhaps as many as 18 races towards the end of the year. And I don't know about you, but I'm already looking at all these events that are already being postponed to the end of the year. You've got all the tennis. We've already seen the big spout between the Rod Laver Cup and the French over the date in September. And then you've got the 4 Golf Masters also lashing up against the Ryder Cup and F1 as well. So it's going to be action-packed. Look, you guys are going to be busy talking about sport at the end of the year, I think.
Yeah, well, it'll make up for probably the lack of it we're going to be talking about in the next few weeks. But just lastly on the Olympics, Jacqueline, is the IOC reacted adversely at all to any of these federations and national bodies just pulling out before they've made a decision?
No, I don't think so. The IOC, they do... they're in a little bubble themselves in Lausanne. Their main concern is with NBC, which basically funds the Olympics through its rights, TV rights. So whatever NBC wants, that will take the priority. And then, of course, you've got the wishes of Tokyo. And so they're the main stakeholders. The athletes, of course, are a consideration, but they that's the main source, to, you know, when they're making decisions. And then they will be, obviously, the Australia has threatened to pull out, Canada as well threatened to pull out, Norway was looking at it, Slovakia as well, and Britain. Everyone is putting pressure on them, and they do listen to that, and it is an important step for them to take. But I think that it was more that the Japanese had to come around to the thought that the Games would be moved. And that created, there was a cultural issue there, yeah, that they had to have certain steps for them to get used to this idea that it wouldn't be held in July this year. So that has taken some time. And there was no upside for the Olympics to be postponed at this point, because I think they wanted the athletes to have a focus, but, and not to make a premature decision. So, but obviously the time is coming. They've given themselves a 4-week window. That's probably quite generous. I think they already know what they're going to do, but it allows them time to at least do some economic analysis of the various options.
Yep, surely untenable for 2020. But Jacqueline, hope you enjoy the boxing in the lounge room, and thanks for joining us as always.
Thanks, guys. Speak to you next week.